And we are back with another edition of the Oscar Rewind podcast. I'm your host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who is going her own way this week, Andrea Tennis. How are you doing today?
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. I'm doing good.
All right.
Except for I'd like a bottle of wine instead of rum.
Good call. I know what Andrew's doing after this podcast.
No, not tonight. I'm too tired.
All right.
I did that last night.
Fair enough. Well, we're here to discuss the final film of the 1945 Oscars, or the 1944 films, Going My Way, the Best Picture winner. And before we delve into this film, Andrea, what's new going on with you? Anything besides drinking wine last night? Doing anything fun?
Really not. I'm literally back to back on projects. I think I have two of my classes have two huge projects due on Friday. Right now, my other group members are finishing them up. And then after this podcast, I have to proofread them. Other than that, I really don't have a single thing going on for me.
Well, very exciting. At least you've been kept busy.
Too busy.
You know, my life is equally as busy. You know, I've been watching movies, and then tomorrow I'm going to go buy a box of movies. So I'll have like 140 more movies to watch. So it's just been really busy for me as well.
Which we don't need. I can't believe we're doing the box deal.
It's 140 movies. I am stoked.
Where are we putting these freaking movies?
I don't know. In a corner somewhere.
They're not all coming out here in the living room.
No, just the ones I plan to watch in like the next month. I'll work through them. And then once I watch them, I can then sell them. So, you know, beautiful.
Okay.
Very exciting. But that's it on my end. You know, equally as busy as Andrea, as you can tell.
Not at all as busy as me.
Well, you know what? I think that is to each of their own. I'm sure the listeners are nodding their heads going, yeah, I'm with Quentin. That guy's got a real busy life there. Would much rather be that.
Deadlines, grades, GPAs. I think that's a little bit busier.
I don't know. The fans agree with me. They always do.
How do you know? Have you done a poll?
No, I should do a poll on Twitter. Who has a busier life, Andrea or me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll do that. Well, until we'll discuss the poll later when we do the award ceremony in 2 weeks. But for now, we're here to discuss the final film. It's been a much quicker ride, I think, than the last ceremony, since we had 10 films to talk about. And here we are discussing the fifth one, Going My Way. So the year's all wrapped up, Andrea. What was your thoughts on the final film, the Best Picture winner?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, there were parts that dragged a little bit for me. But overall, it was in the middle of the pack, I would say. I wasn't too bored, but I wasn't too impressed. So I don't really understand how this film beat out Gaslight, but it did.
Yeah. I actually really liked this film. I thought it was fun. I had a good time. It's one of those feel-good, lighthearted films. Kind of reminds me of like Green Book, but 50 years older, or I guess 70 years older, so, you know, quite a bit older. Actually, you know, closer to 80, but still, you know, a good ways older. But, you know, just the lighthearted, fun film. I liked it. I had a good time with it. I agree with you. It's the middle of the road for me. It's far better than two of them and far worse than the other two. So it's right there in the middle between these five films. I don't hate it. Like, it's fine. We'll definitely delve into it here.
Dive.
Well, we'll definitely dive into it here. Cool. Yeah, Andrew likes the word dive. No. So we'll discuss the nominations it got. It was nominated for Lead Actor. It was nominated for Cinematography for a black and white film. And it was nominated for Film Editing. Those were the ones it lost. The ones that it won, obviously, if you're paying attention to the first 5 minutes here, it won Best Picture. It also won lead actor. It also won directing, supporting actor, music for a song, adaptive screenplay, and original film story. So got a lot of wins here. And in comparison to the last Best Picture winner we discussed, King's Speech, Going My Way won 7 awards, while King's Speech only won 4. So it won almost double King's Speech. So award-wise, the far more successful film.
Wow. I don't understand how, but it was.
That is true. Yes, it was. So you got a lot of nominations here. We'll go through each one at a time, but let's first discuss the actual film here. What was your thoughts on the overall story where we have the main character? Let me get the character's name here. I'm not too familiar with it, but we have Father Chuck O'Malley, who I thought was definitely the best part of the film. He comes into this new town as one of the ministers of the church, and he wants to bring the youth involved. He kind of wants to make this church more open to the public, and by interacts with the children. He starts playing ball with them. We get a great scene there. He starts having them all join his choir, and it just becomes this story of him kind of just bring everyone together for the church. And it's kind of this lighthearted, yay, the church is awesome, the God's awesome, music's awesome, like, oh my gosh, everything's great, you know, kind of film, or oh my groovy. Gosh, yeah, go groovy, yeah, I think that's the groovy. 70s, this is still the 40s.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so whatever the 40s term for groovy would be, that'd definitely be the definition of going my way.
Yeah, I mean, this film, I don't really know what else to say about it. He tried to get the kids involved. He also really had to get the other father that had been with the church for like 60 years to like him. That was like basically his big obstacle, is he had to get the older father to get him to like him. And, you know, at the end, he did. I liked it. I even teared up a little bit at the very end whenever the older father wanted to see his mother again, and then the younger father made it happen. I thought that was really nice, really connecting. That was one way. It kind of reminded me of King's Speech in a way, where like he had to get the other person to like him.
It does have a lot of similarities to King's Speech in the aspect of the overall feel of the film, which is just this warm-hearted, you feel good at the end nature of it all. And of course, the two lead characters, the two men who don't really get along at the beginning, but at the end, they kind of come into harmony and work together. So the overall kind of flow of it definitely has the same vibes, might be why they both won. Maybe we'll see a trend with these Best Picture winners, the feel-good film of two white men that are old and become bros. You know, yeah, maybe that's the feeling we're going to get here. But I did not like the other guy at all. I loved Father O'Malley, but Father
Fitzgerb?
Fitzgerb. I don't know if you're looking at the same name I'm looking at, but I got Father Fitzgibbon.
Yeah, Fitzgerbin.
Fitzgerb. All right. Well, his real name's Father Fitzgibbon, but we'll call him Gerb from now on.
Gerb.
Yeah, Father Fitzgerb. Like, well, I didn't like Gerb at all.
I like the shortening of his name. I didn't like him. He was an old jerk.
Yeah. Andrew teared up when he met his mother, but I couldn't care less. I hate him. I hope he never saw his mother again.
Wow. You are so over the top mean.
Screw Fitzgerb.
He was kind of like a Scrooge, but like, it's okay. You know, or the Grinch, whichever you would like to say. His heart probably grew 10 times. So possibly. He learned goodbye.
Yeah, so to paint a picture for anybody that hasn't seen Fitzgerb or Fitzgibbon in this film, he honestly reminds me of Gollum from Lord of the Rings, but with a minister outfit on, where like he's always walking around, he's got like this pointed chin, he's always like his neck, his head is forward, like,
Where's O'Malley? What's he doing with all these kids? Come back here, my precious. Like, he's kind of like a little gremlin just running around.
You know, I don't really like him.
Oh my goodness.
Do you not get that vibe from him? Just the way he walked and he looked at the children, like, he definitely, you know.
I mean, he was definitely a turd, but, like, I think it's just because he's old. Old people are just, you know, set in their ways, kind of.
No, well, I'm just saying, the little rumor that ministers like to touch children, I would not be surprised if Fitzgibbon did that.
I don't think so, by the way. He didn't want no fucking kids there.
That's true. He hated kids.
He literally hated them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he did not like those guys. We got this cute scene where O'Malley has all the kids downstairs. They're singing this song. They're all celebrating. It's this great moment near the end of the film. It's about 2/3 in, where they're all celebrating, having this great moment. You just see the golem, Fitzgibbon, upstairs going, "I hate this song. They know I don't like this song." He's always got something to complain about, that guy.
He's just grumpy.
Yep.
Like, he's old. That's what people do when they get old. They get grumpy.
Oh, well, I must already be there because I'm grumpy at everything. I hate Fitzgibbon.
That's true.
Yeah, me and him should have this old man shouting contest from our balconies.
You're definitely like an 80-year-old man sometimes.
In what ways?
I know. You like prunes.
I don't like prunes. I like cranberries.
And cranberries.
Yeah, cranberries are delicious. Or I guess they'd be called craisins. I like dried up cranberries. Hmm. So, that's true. Fitzgoblin or Fitzgerald or whatever his name is.
Goblin.
I almost call him Fitzgolem. But, yeah. Fitzgerald or Gorge or whatever we're calling him.
Gerben.
Yeah. Fitzgerb. That was it. He'll be on one end yelling at all the children. I'll be on the other end eating my craisins. So we can kind of look at the different nominations it got here. It won for best lead actor in the film. And that, of course, goes to O'Malley.
Yeah. I could see why. He's probably honestly one of the best leads we watched out of the guys.
I was about to say that, how it's definitely not my favorite film of the five, but it's definitely the best lead from all the ones we saw. Yeah. I actually thought he deserved it. Every time he was on screen was the best. Every time he was there, I was having a good time. The way he talked to the children, he just seemed like such a fun, genuine guy. He gave this just fun atmosphere around him. So I really liked him. I always kind of paid attention and kind of got back into the film whenever he was there. Yep. Whenever he was gone, I kind of started yawning and, all right, well,
getting on your phone. Yep.
When does O'Malley show back up? I like this guy. Yeah, O'Malley definitely was the fun part.
He was on the screen most of the time, though.
Yeah, so I didn't have too much to worry about. I also, mostly, though, I liked him with the kids. Whenever he was with Fitzgoblin, I was like, oh, screw this guy. But whenever he's with the kids, it was fun. I loved the ball scene that was early on when he was kind of trying to gain the trust of all the kids. And so one of the kids threw the ball through a window and breaks it. And O'Malley steps up and says, I did it. So I'm sorry. I'm the one that broke it. I'll fix the window. He kind of helps the kids out by kind of taking the blame so all the kids could gain his trust and actually think he's groovy. Yeah. So, yeah.
Groovy.
Whoa. All right, Scooby-Doo. But no, I thought that was a really fun scene. It was also very funny, him talking to the old guy with the broken window. I thought that was very fun. And yeah, just whenever he hung out with the kids, I thought I liked that storyline.
It was good.
And so he steps up with the window. He steps up in a few other instances. And eventually he goes up to all the kids and he kind of gains their trust by saying, hey, I want you guys to all be part of my choir to sing all this music. This guy is kind of a failed musician. He wanted to make some music and it never went through for him. And so he ended up being a minister. That's kind of how this whole thing happened. And so he still has this love for music. He's not a musician, but he still loves to sing. And that's when he has all the guys kind of join his choir, sing this song with him. And that's where it leads up to my favorite part of the whole film. We'll jump into that where...
First off, I didn't realize he was a failed musician. I thought he just decided he wanted to be a minister and that was him going his own way. But he wanted to bring music back into the church is kind of what I got.
Yeah, but he definitely, in high school, he was in a band, right? And so then that woman that he meets, she was also like a musician. She was successful and he was. And so that was kind of the contrast. So I don't know how deep he went into music, but he definitely was into music and he never succeeded in it. So that's why he became a minister. So when he met his friend who became successful, she was shocked. Oh my gosh, you're a minister now? I go, whatever happened to you with music? And it just didn't work out. Yeah, he kind of went his own way with being a minister and still having music affect his life. So, you know, somebody that's very anti-music didn't really connect to that whole storyline. I was like, what's this? You bring music into your life? What does that even mean? It was all foreign to me.
Well, and I thought that the lady that was the singer, I thought she was actually really into him. So she was really surprised whenever she found out he was a minister because she had no idea. Because he had stopped writing her, I guess because he went to the ministry.
Yeah. Yeah. And this all leads up to my favorite scene where... he tells all the kids, join my choir. And some of them are like, oh, yeah, let's do it. And one guy in particular, he really had his head up O'Malley's ass. He was like, O'Malley, you protected us with the window and you stood up for us against the adults. You're like a kid with us. We got your back, O'Malley. We're going to sing with you. We got you, homie. And then his buddy was like, fuck, I'm not going to be singing part some kind of choir. That's lame. So he leaves. And then the guy that is super into O'Malley, he's like, O'Malley, I got this. You want a good singer? I can get him to sing. And he like leaves, walks over to him, and he's like, O'Malley, there's our boy. What are you doing? You get back over there. And he's like, nah, man, I ain't doing that singing crap. That's bullshit. And so O'Malley's bitch boy just straight up beats the fuck out of his own friend. He just starts bitch slapping him.
That was the best part because he didn't do it just once. He literally did it like five times. Like, right in a row too, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, no, it was straight up hilarious. Like, it wasn't just like one or two bitch slaps. He bitch slapped the guy, backhand bitch slap, front hand bitch slap on both sides of the cheek for like, I'm not even exaggerating, it had to have been at least a minute straight. At least of him just constantly slapping this dude in the face, and the guy's like, what? And every time he said no, he just kept going. Every time he said no, he just kept slapping him in the face till eventually he's like, all right, please, yes, I'll do it. Fine. I'll sing. Leave my fucking face alone.
So
yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh my gosh! And then the guy that's like the kid that's like obsessed with O'Malley is like, you know, and if you ever mess with us or whatever, I'll drop you like a hot potato.
Yeah, Best Picture winner encourages violence because yeah, he definitely was not messing around. I would not mess with that kid. Yeah, he was wild. That was great, though. It was hilarious. I had a blast. I like O'Malley and his bitch boy. Those two are pretty fun.
And bitch boy.
Yeah, and I'll be real with you. I don't know his name. He's only in a couple scenes. He's like the lead kid of the cult. It's kind of like Peter Pan and the rest of them are his lost boys.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only one that really talks.
He's the only one that we probably should know his name, but no one else is. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one I should know, but I just know him as bitch boy that slaps his best friend.
I love how you keep calling him bitch boy.
Yeah, that's all I know about him. But he was great. I liked it. I had a good time with most of this film. It was fun. So, O'Malley, rightfully deserved lead actor. But there was another lead actor nomination, Andrea.
Oh, was there?
And so we got another lead actor nomination. Obviously lost to Bing Crosby for O'Malley's role. But Barry Fitzgerald, who played Father Fitzgibbon, was nominated for Best Lead Actor.
So funny, because their characters are like so contrasting.
Yep. And we can move on to the Best Supporting Actor, which was a win here. So they won both acting categories, but this film also won Best Supporting Actor for Barry Fitzgerald and his role as Father Fitzgibbon.
Oh, so he got, so he was nominated for both, for lead and supporting?
This bitch was nominated for lead and supporting, and he won one of them.
I didn't even think you could do that.
You can't.
That's not even a thing. What? I know this was like, what, the 1945 or whatever, but holy cow, they were breaking rules.
They just really liked Fitzgibbon. They're like, screw it. This guy gets two Oscars.
He must have been doing something right or doing someone right. I don't know.
Whoa. I don't know who'd want to do him, but, you know.
Well, his picture actually looks a lot better. I think they had a lot of makeup on him.
Maybe. I don't know. Good excuse, I guess. But that's crazy to me how he can wake up every morning and go, I was nominated for two acting nominations for the exact same film, but still, I was nominated for two acting nominations. That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah, so for the one role, he just did so damn good. They just had to give him two nominations. They just really and he got one win. I don't know. Blew my mind. I don't think that was possible.
It blows my mind a little bit because I definitely think we did see quite a few good supporting actors.
No, obviously it didn't happen. But how funny would it be if he won Best Supporting and Best Lead? He just took both.
Are they even allowed to do that? I'm confused. I did not think that they were allowed to do that. Like, if he won, what would they have done?
Yeah, how can somebody win supporting and lead? It's two completely different categories.
For the same film. Like, yeah. That's what it doesn't make sense. Like, you're either a lead or you're a supporting.
Yeah. You got nominated for the exact same role. That's it. I don't know what to say. Blows my mind. I don't get it.
Whoa.
So there you go. Barry Fitzgerald, the guy who I can't stand, is now an Oscar winner. So good for you. I also think it's hilarious. I'm not saying the guy is not the brightest bulb in the tree, but his last name is Fitzgerald and his character's name is Fitzgibbon. So clearly I feel like the guy is old enough where like they couldn't give him a different name or he wouldn't respond. Like they were like, hey, Frederick, come over here and sing with these kids with me. And Fitzgerald is just like sipping on his tea, just being like, oh, wow, really great. Frederick, Father Frederick, come sing with these kids. I'm just drinking my tea, my precious tea. Frederick. Okay, you know what? Let's just walk in here and scrap it. You're now going to be Fitzgibbon. So when you hear your name Fitz, respond, okay? Oh, yeah. No, my name's Fitz. I feel like the guy, I feel like they just made his name the same as his last name.
Sounds like it. I mean, they had to get him to respond somehow.
Yeah, I like how that's just my theory.
Yeah, to I mean, to it's respond. A good yeah. theory, though. Thank you. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. That or maybe like, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have to do with age and more so just level of acting. Because Miley Cyrus was Miley Stewart in Hannah Montana. So her name was pretty much the same. So maybe like people that aren't the best at acting, you just give them a similar name so they just pretend to be themselves. Like maybe this is just how Fitzgerald is in real life. Maybe he really is just a cranky old guy that hates kids. Maybe they'd even write his character. They're like, okay, just give us a biography about yourself. We'll just fit you into the script.
Oh my gosh.
Which, hey, you know what? That means he won an Oscar for being himself, and that's awesome.
Awful. Yes.
So there we go. That is Barry Fitzgerald here. We got another Oscar win here. Now, this film still got a few other Oscar wins, and I was thinking, or nominations, and I was thinking of kind of comparing them to King's Speech, because they both got a lot of similar nominations.
Really?
So they were both nominated for editing, and they both lost. So what was your thoughts on their editing for this film? Or for both films?
I don't remember seeing anything really great for editing, to be honest. Like, even trying to think back, I don't remember you making any comments, because you usually catch on to editing more than I do. I just don't remember anything. It just wasn't memorable.
Yeah, the editing for both weren't great, but especially for Going My Way, I thought the editing was actually pretty bad, but it could just be because I think Fitzgibbon is just so boring. But I found a lot of scenes with him, Draydon, were a little dull. But, like, to be fair, some scenes I thought were edited very well. I thought the scenes with most of the kids, I thought they were done pretty well. So, you know, maybe it's just my biasness. Maybe just the scenes I liked, I thought, oh, wow, this was edited pretty well. And then the scenes I didn't like, I was like, wow, this is horrible editing. So, you know, it's fine. I'm glad it lost. Might sound rude, but whatever. Cinematography, also, both lost, but both were nominated. What was your thoughts on the cinematography?
I mean, once again, nothing too rememorable, if you ask me. The only thing I even remember was, and I could be getting this mixed up with background, but the cathedral was kind of nice. And other than that, I don't really remember anything. It's just the lead characters were basically the whole story. Like, they didn't, nothing else really got added too much into this for me.
Well, yeah, you're thinking of art direction when you think of, like, the buildings. But, yeah, cinematography would be more the camera angles, which for King's Speech were great. They were, cinematography was amazing. I think I should have won. But, oh, well, whatever. And then, however, for Going My Way, yeah, you know, I'm glad it lost. I don't think it was that great. Nothing too notable. But the one that might be more exciting to talk about is the directing, because both won for directing. So they both lost the other two. They both won directing. So what was your thoughts on the directing for Going My Way?
The one thing I did like about the directing was, and I've already said that, this, but just how Fitz really hated O'Malley when he first came. And you kind of just see, like, the growth towards each other to where he finally likes him. And then he realizes he's getting replaced and it's sad. And then O'Malley does something nice by bringing his mother over. And I don't know. I like the character growth coming together. That was my big thing. So yeah, I could see why it won that.
Yeah, no, I thought the directing was all right. I don't know. I still feel like winning is a bit of a drawback for me. I thought that Double Indemnity had the best directing of the year, but it's good. It's like, I wouldn't say it's undeserving. I thought the directing was great. The pacing of their relationship was good. Similar to King's Speech, maybe that's why they both won for directing. You know, the old guy's like, oh yes, these old white men bonding together. That's so fun. Yeah, you know, they love, like, that stuff.
They found the perfect pace to bring them together. Like, it wasn't too fast. It wasn't too slow. It was perfect.
Yeah, so I don't got much of an issue with their directing win. It was good. I also thought that the overall feel of the film, for just being fun and lighthearted, even though this is 2020 and it was about 75 years since this film came out, I still dug it. I still was dancing along, just like feeling the vibes. Like, it's just a lighthearted, fun movie. I don't like music, but I even thought them singing was exciting and adorable because there was actual stakes to the music. It was him writing the song that he kind of grew up with. He had this inspiration for a song, and so he has the choir sing it with him, and then it becomes a sensation.
Really proud moment. Yeah. I thought the ending was sweet. I love the end where they were trying to get someone to buy the song so the church could make some money. And it just showed what a good heart O'Malley had, because he was using his own song. And at first you think the guys are giving it to you aren't going to buy it. But then lo and behold, there's these guys in the background. They're like, wait a minute. We really like that. We'll buy that song from you.
No. Wasn't it? Had the song ready with all the choir boys that he worked so hard to get or whatever. And so they sing the song to these executives and they're like, we don't like it. No way, Jose. So they leave. And then the father turns to the kids and it's just like, you know what? I'm still really proud of us, guys. This was just a big deal for me because I really wanted to sing again. Thank you so much. And the kids are like, oh, father, shucks. why don't we sing this other song we really like? Just get our spirits back up. And the father's like, you got it, kids. And they all sing this new song in excitement. And then the three executives kind of poke their head out of the curtain. What's this song? This one's good. And they kind of run over like, we like this song. We'll give you money now.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the same guy. I thought it was just like some random guy just hanging around.
No, it was just
like, oh.
Yeah, pretty sure it was the three guys. Pretty sure it was the same guys just kind of popping out of the curtain being like, hold on. This one's good. That first one he's saying, that sucked. But this one's the shit. We'll buy this one. Because, yeah, they're really digging the new one.
It's pretty good.
So, it's still fun. Yeah, it's still a what?
I would have bought
that. Oh, you don't like that song?
I said I would have bought it. Love the song.
I thought you were like,
great.
I thought you were just really hating on this movie. You're like, I wouldn't have bought this song. This song sucked.
No.
I was like, whoa, Andrew. Like, I might have bought it. I thought it was a good song.
It was a good song.
And I hate music. But, you know, I thought the whole ending was fun. And that's kind of the directing. I like how the ending is supposed to make you feel happy and just in a good mood. And when the movie was over, I left in a good mood. I thought it was fine. So, obviously, the other wins it got was song.
Which deserved.
Which you said you would buy, so must have won.
Deserved greatly.
And then the final two wins it has is adaptive screenplay, which The King's Speech won original screenplay. So, both got screenplays nominations. So, you can kind of see a trend here. Both Best Picture winners didn't win editing or cinematography. But then they both won lead actor, directing, and screenplay. They all won the same Oscars here. But for screenplay, what was your thoughts on that? Because I feel like at times I thought it was good, and at times I didn't. But it could just be because it's Fitzgibbon, so maybe I'm biased. But what about you?
I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of in the middle of the road. There were times I thought it was really good. Like, I loved when he had all the kids in the choir and, you know, he really earned their trust to get them to do this. But, yeah, there were other times I was kind of like, what the heck? It's just a lot of the old man trying to go to the bishop to get the young priest in trouble. That's ridiculous.
And so the final win I got here was original film story, which is a weird one. I went through some research myself. I tried to Google what is an Academy Award original film story. What is that? And so I'll be honest with you, I still don't exactly know what it is. I went on like Reddit threads and all these pages online to try and figure it out. And the best I can understand is it's the overall story of the film. Like when you ask somebody, oh, what's this film about? Oh, here's a quick 2-sentence description of the film. That's what it's about. Like what the film is about as a whole. That's what it won.
So it's basically something that they've done away with now. That's why we really didn't understand what it was. Or did they like rename it or what?
Well, a lot of people, when I kept looking up original film story, a lot of articles said, oh yes, film story was like the story and script of the film. And then they removed that to have adaptive and original screenplay. And I'm like looking at my notes. They already have the adaptive and original screenplay. So why is this still here? Yeah. So apparently they eventually switched it. So I guess this is like the in-between phase where they still had both, which is fine. But my biggest question here is how come this is an adaptive screenplay? They took this off of a pre-existing story. That's what adaptive means. But it's an original film story. How is it an original film story? It's an adaptive story. So I don't know. I don't know much about it, but it won both. Good job to going my way. I wonder if this is like the last year they dropped original film story. Feels like a weird award, but you know, at least.
It is a weird award.
I don't know much about it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just like the overall like story of it. Like, name a movie like Titanic. Two people fall in love and then the boat sinks.
Yeah.
You know, that's the story. So. Cool. You know, going my way, original film story. Old priest,
young priest.
Old priest doesn't like the young priest. Young priest loves kids. Old priest doesn't. Story. There you go. We should do this now. With all films, we should write down what the film story is.
Yeah, we should do it and then tell each other what we both came up with. I think that would be fun.
Okay, are we going to do that from now on for all future films? All right.
Yeah, only 1 to 2 sentences. That's the rule?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to say it has to be at most 2 sentences. Can't be more.
Can do.
All right. Sounds good. We'll start. Look at that. I guess Going My Way did something right. We're going our own way with this podcast.
We're making games. Yeah.
That's right. Well, for King's Speech, do you got a original film story for that one?
Old guy teaches young king how to speak. The old guy then becomes best friends with him and helps him deliver best speech ever.
Oh my gosh, what a long 2 sentences.
Sorry, you said only 2 sentences, but I tried.
Might have to move it to 1 sentence just for you. Oh my gosh. Mine is just going to be King can't speak, old guy can.
No, it's not enough meat.
Whoa, Angela likes her meat. I thought that was a good film story. You don't like that?
No, I did. It was just not as much meat as I put in the bologna sandwich.
Whoa. I don't know. I thought mine had a little spunk to it. I thought mine...
Spunky monkey.
Yeah, mine was more of a spunky monkey. Yours was just a bologna sandwich, so...
Wow. With mayonnaise. Okay. And pickles.
All right. Yours had all the fixings.
Duh.
All right. Well... That is it for Going My Way here. On Letterboxd, we tend to rank everything from a 0.5 to a 5 star. And so, Andrew, for Letterboxd, what would be your scoring here for Going My Way?
I feel like I want to look at some of the past films that we watched. But right now, I'm kind of, it was a solid film. I'm either thinking a 3 to a 3.5. is probably where I would sit this. It wasn't as good as Gaslight. Gaslight was like what I think should have won. 3 to 3.5 star.
I was going to give it a 2 star, but then O'Malley's bitch boy came over and bitch slapped me for a few minutes. And so I finally agreed. I finally agreed to give it a 3 star. That's where I'm leaning towards.
There you go.
Yeah, so there you go, O'Malley. Did it for you and your
bitch boy.
I know. I just felt like I said it so many times. Let's try to find a new term, but that's him. We got nothing else to say.
I mean, we don't know his name. So I think bitch boy is an okay name for him.
Yeah, I think we nailed it. So that is it for this week for the Oscar Rewind. In a week or two, we will be here to discuss the award ceremony. So we'll be taking all 5 of the films that we've been discussing, which, for those who had trouble remembering, that would be Gaslight, Since You Went Away, Double Indemnity, Wilson, and Going My Way. Those would be the 5 we'll be doing. The same awards that we had last time, except I think we were also discussing how we kind of wanted to add another award or two, just to kind of cover up most of the main awards. So we'll probably end up doing that, and then we'll come back to discuss them all. I feel like, unlike last year's ceremony, I feel like we agree a lot more this time.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be very similar on how we at least do the overall ranking and probably what we even pick for like the categories.
Yeah, I feel like
what goes where.
Yeah, I feel like for most awards, we'll have the same winner.
Fair. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I'm interested to see if there's going to be ones that we actually disagree with, because I feel like most of them are pretty obvious for me, but
and
we'll see.
I feel like right now, just saying the ranking, I feel at like 95% confident it will be the same.
Yeah, so might just be a nice, fun, relaxing one. Not much arguing for this one, even though there wasn't much for the last one either.
Kind of boring, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll have more of a heated discussion.
Be a couple of basic bitches.
Yeah, we'll be a couple of O'Malley's followers.
Wait,
yeah.
If we're basic bitches, is that when we can get pumpkin spice wraps or latte?
Yeah, just like, I'll be O'Malley's basic bitch, and that means he gives me pumpkin spice.
That's right. I need that.
All right. Well, if you hear that, O'Malley, or Bing Crosby, if you're out there listening.
Bring the pumpkin spice.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.